Okay, I go in Erev Pesach. Chaf Beis Mebeis, three lines from the bottom. Tanur Rabbanan. Chachem Shemeis Beis Medrash Obatel. So we're talking about in Yanim of Korea, we just spoke about, and now we're talking about other in Yanim, not specifically of a relative, but if somebody of importance in your life dies. So Chachem Shemeis, a Chacham, the Talmud Chacham that dies, Beis Medrash Obatel. His entire Beis Medrash is Batel. Rashi says, last Rashi, Osan Shiragilim Lilmo Torah Mipiv. His Talmidim, not specifically his base medrash, but his Talmidim are all batel. What does it mean? Why are they all batel? So the Ritva says this implies the entire week. They're batel called Shiva. Why? Because Kadei Shehem Yimei Hespid, Kadei Shlo Yisatzlu Behespedo. So that one makes sure, Halacha wants to make sure that Hespedim take place correctly. So therefore, they went on, the whole Shiva, which is days of Hespid, according to the Ritva, the base medrash is closed. But other batei medrash that are not of this specific rabbi, they are not batel. She'ein mevatlin talmud torah b'nei hespid. You're not mevatlin talmud torah for a hespid, except if it's to make sure that a hespid takes place in the first place. So therefore, his base medrash does not have their doors open. In the footnotes, it quotes other rishonim here that say that maybe the point here is not l'shem atzlos, but it's a din of avelos. Instead of Avelos, that the Beis Medrash is going to be batel because it's a din of Avelos. But if that's true, the Shita says that this should only apply day one. Not the Shiva. Shiva is for a parent. Shiva is for a relative. But Kol Shiva Lo, Shalom Atzidu B'Shem Makom, Shiitz Tarchu Lios Misablin. You never find that these people have a Chiyot V'Mis Abel. So we'll leave it at day one. Again, Rov Rishonim assume that this is talking about Shiva. But again, there's this day I quoted here that it might even apply just to day one. Av Bezdin Shemes, call Bati Medrash so Shibiru Batalin. If the Av Bezdin of the whole city, the head of the Bezdin dies, then all the Bati Medrash in the whole city, Batalin or Batel, Vedechrasim Lebes Aknesses, Ubashanin Espekoman. And they go into Shul and they all change their spots. Like we have the Minug of an Ovel changing his spot in Shul. So if the Av Bezdin dies, then everybody in Shul changes their spot. Hayoshim Bitsafon, Yoshim Bedarom, Hayoshim Bedaron, Yoshim Batsafon. Those who usually sit in the north switch to the south. Those who switch to the south, go to the north. Question in Halacha, how far does one have to be if one of the minhag of changing one seat? Does one have to specifically move far away out of Dalet Amos from where one sits? Does one have to sit in a less mechubad seat? Let's say the only seat in the shul that's open is a seat on the right all the way in the front. You used to sit in the back, but the other one in the front. So is it a din of Shinui Makom, or is it a din of being in a less mechubad place? Or is it just, so that's a discussion of the poskim, right? One has to know based on need and based on whatever's available in the shul. So that's a question in the poskim. Nasi Shemes, if the Nasi dies, Bati Medrashos Kulan Batalin, then all the Bati Medrashos are Batal, because the Nasi is in charge of everyone. Ubnei HaKnesses, the Chazal HaBeis HaKnesses, but the people of his shul, the Bnei HaKnesses, Nichnasin Le Beis HaKnesses, they go into the Beis HaKnesses, Vikorin Shiva. Viyotzin, and they have seven aliyos, and they leave. What does this mean? And then just one more line, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Lo sheyelchu v'yatailu bashuk, not that when they leave they go and just take a walk, Elo Yoshev v'domin, they go and they are silent, and they go back home. What exactly is meant here? So the Rishonim say, the Ritva and the Rosh, say that if the Nasi dies, then everybody stays home. They don't even daven with a minyan. There's a din of avelus. Din of Avelos for the entire people, but on Shabbos the Gemara says they go to shul and have seven aliyos. Why? Because we don't want laning to be batel. They're home all week, but to have laning batel, we don't want that. So says the Ritva, Kadei Shelo Yehi Beis HaKnesses Batel Lagamrei Af Mikriya Betorah Betzibur. So therefore we have laning, but right after laning you don't have a musaf in shul. Ula Achar Kriya Betorah Yotzim Mishemu Mispalim Bebeiso Shel Avel Kishar Kol Yemei Hachol. And therefore they go home, and from here you see this is one of these issues of the Avel not leaving his house even to go to shul. So that applies to the entire tzibur. But for laning on Shabbos, we say that it one should go. So the whole shul is not batel from laning. The Rush here says it's lav dafka Shabbos. It says Shvi to teach me that even on Shabbos you only go for laning and you go back home right afterwards. But says the Rosh here in Simon Mem Hey, Hu Adin, the same thing would apply on Mondays and Thursdays. Mondays and Thursdays also in the morning you get together and you have laning because you don't want laning to be batel. Says the Rosh in Simon Mem Hey. Said the Rosh Hashanah Memhei, ve'in mispal, v'hadlo nakat sheni v'chamishi, v'nakat Shabbos l'rabusa, v'afilu b'Shabbos in the yosel lebeis ha'knesses mispal in imob ha'bayis. But really, this halacha applies to Mondays and Thursdays. This is a Gemara tucked away at the end of Maseches Moed Katan, but it plays a role for some achronim regarding the issue of Kriyas HaTorah in general. There's a big discussion with what kind of chiyuv is Kriyas HaTorah. We know, for example, let's say Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah, we each have a chiyuv to lay in the Megillah. Two women have a chiyuv maybe to hear the Megillah. But it's what's called a Choves HaYachid. Each person has a private obligation to hear it, to lay it. And therefore, when the Baal Koreh lays the Megillah, he is saying it, Shamei HaKohenet, as if I'm saying it. Choves HaYachid. If I miss a word of the Megillah, if I hear it out of order, I'm not Yotzi. I have to read the whole thing again. Choves HaYachid. What about when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah? What type of chiyuv is Kriyas HaTorah? So there is a minority group that hold that Kriyas HaTorah is also a Chovas HaYachid. There's a Shibali HaLeket in Siman Lamed Tes. It's quoted in the Beis Yosef also in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Shibali HaLeket, he wonders how people learn during laning. This is one of the big discussions in the poskim. How one can learn? He says, I don't understand. Miutema shegamu mitzvah l'shma Kriyas HaTorah. Dechsiv aznei kalam al sefer Torah. V'imikra b'sefer yitein libo l'havin eshelafanov. V'lo yachal l'havin mashakorin. He says he can't learn. He says he's not going to hear it. He's not going to understand it. You have to hear every single word. So he assumes, again, with a minority, a few places in the Bir Halacha, he sounds like it, that laning is a Chovas HaYachid, and therefore one has to make sure to hear every single word. And there are many nafkaminas that would apply, which we'll talk about some of them right now. But that is the shita of the minority group. But the majority of the poskim roots in the Rishonim already, the Balamar and the Ramban and Megillah, and that is that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur. It's not a Chovas HaYachid, it's a Chovas HaTzibur. And therefore, Rav Sternbach writes in Shuvas Hanhagas, in Aleph Kuf Mem Ches, let's say a Yachid missed a couple of words. Let's say you had to go to the bathroom and you come out, you missed an Aliyah. Or, let's say you just were listening and the Balkori went too quickly, you didn't follow. Do you have to try to go, let's say you walked in late to Shabbos Mincha? So do you have to go to make sure to find another minion to try to hear the laning? Says Rav Sternbach, he thinks not. Du lefiza nira sha'af shekol echad tzarech lehishtatef b'tzibur sheni v'chamishi v'shabasos, even though we each have to try to make ourselves part of the tzibur, kidei letztaref letzibur sheyizkayim ha'takana v'chomor mitfilo b'tzibur. And it's even more chomer than davening with the minion. Right, because davening with a minion, ba'alma she'enot takanas chazal kamahu she'isok kriyas hatorah v'sheni v'chamishi takanas Ezra. This is go way earlier. Ezra mikol mako b'nitzarif l'sibur v'lo shama akol. But if you didn't hear some words, ein la'atrich migdai, you don't have to go to another shul. And even though you're nanas, still you didn't violate the takana. What's my raya? Says of Sternbach, Moikan Chav Gimel. Moikan Chav Gimel is my raya. Why? She is palu biyachidus k'shebeis hanasi. The people daven biyachidus when the nasi died. Ubal beis haknesses that they can't hear Kriyas HaTorah. She called tibur chayavin. Zer raya niflaa she Kriyas HaTorah chamur b'chayavin litzarif litzibur. It's a raya niflaa that they have to come to shul and they have to hear it. And all the discussion in the poskim, if you look around about missing words, is only midin the Baal Koreh, skipping a word. So that is because he is the makri, he is the one that is creating and being a Koreh for the tzibur. But really, that's the ikra takana. But really, if somebody misses a few words, one does not have to, one wants to go to try to be medaktik and go find another shul, okay. But one is not maker hadin. Oh, well, we spoke in Megillah. Why isn't there Greg Zerah Derabah for laning every Shabbos? That was the Grah. The Grah says that it was the Chovas HaTzibur, right? So the Grah was Medayik in the Lashon. The Grah says also, because the Lashon is, by Zerah Derabah, HaKol Chayavin Bi Mikra Bi Tilas Lula Ve'ein HaKol B'Kiyim. Why do you have that introductory line of HaKol Chayavin? Because HaKol Chayavin, the Zerah only applies by Chovas HaYachid. But by Chovas HaTzibur, like by laning, like by the Grah said, because the Grah himself holds, you have to lane Shir HaShirim and Rus, you have to lane all those over cloth with a bracha. But those even do on Shabbos. Shabbos Chol HaMoed. That's good for the day. That you lane Shir HaShirim, that you lane Koheles. So how can you do that? Why is it worse than Megillah? Because those aren't Chovas HaYachids. Those are Chovas HaTzibur's. And therefore, by Chovas HaTzibur, Chazal Rabbah did not make his Gzeirah. Another nafkamina which comes up, Chomet Yachno with the Tzibur, Rav Stormach writes 6 shuvas later, in Kuf Nun Hey. What about hearing by a microphone? Hearing laning through a microphone. Shemeya Ayidei Ramko, Ma'o Latzeisbo. Say sometimes, obviously not on Shabbos, but on a weekday, let's say sometimes shuls have, it's a large shul, so you have, some schools have it, so you have a microphone for, because it's hard to hear. So what about a microphone? Is that okay? So gets into the discussion about whether a microphone is a real voice or not. Afshet Suras HaKol Dome Mamish, even though it sounds very similar. Halo Koach Acher Me'uref Kan L'Shanos L'Hafech L'Tzlil Dome L'Kol TV Mamish. It sounds like your natural voice, but it's not. Go speak to the electricians. Go ask them. It says that it's something else, but he notes that Ramoshe in Tshuva and he said B'shem Chazon Ish that they are makel in many cases that it could be considered voice. But he says Dvarim Temuim Latzeis Mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah B'shmias Kol Shenishtana B'shmias Kol Mamish. Who says Chazal said this was allowed? Chazal said Shemeka Oneh only Mamish the voice. Who says that you could be Yotzei with something else that is not exactly the voice that is created by your chaver? And then he says, "Umatsui ma'od b'kosel ha'maravi kahal gadol b'chol ha'moed." Comes out many times by the kotel that is the on chol ha'moed. V'shomen kriyas ha'tor baramkol ulechora nira lachsha she'in yotzin. Maybe you should say you're not Yosei with this laning because what are you hearing it with a microphone? Ula avol b'zeh ani misadid od. But this I make up because it's kriyas ha'tor and it's a chovas ha'tzibur. By Chovas HaTzibur, I'll be more Mekel. To be Kriyas HaTorah, like Tiknu, the Masvik Lishmoa, Divrei HaTorah Ba'alma. You don't have to mafke hear it. You have to hear the Torah being read, and maybe it's a din of Talmud Torah. You don't have to, somebody has to read it for you. And therefore, he said it's different than Shofar and Megillah, where it's a real din of Shomei Ka'ona. Luchit HaTorah Shmiak Yai Gavna, Mazorach Ba'emes Baruch Hayu V'Dafka. But when it comes to the microphone issue, he says maybe by laning, one can be more makel. And again, this comes up regarding a number of halachas. What about learning during laning? Let's say you're learning during laning. So again, it's a big discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch screams about talking during laning. That's obviously something that is not acceptable. But what about learning during laning? So again, if it's a chovas hatzibur, one might have more flexibility. Again, the poskim say though that one should listen. Can a yachid leave? Can a yachid leave? Let's say there's a tzarach to leave, ben gavra legavra. You're not allowed to leave when the Torah is being read. Let's say there's a real tzarach gadol to leave. Can a yachid leave? Again, chovas yachid, chovas hatzibur. What about women? Do women have to hear laning? So it's a big discussion. When does it come up? It comes up many times. Women come late to shul or come the earliest, not their fault, they're home with the kids. Come late on Shabbos morning and they get there during laning. And when the laning is usually the time they catch up. So when it's laning, are they supposed to be able to catch up during laning or are they supposed to stop and listen? Because once there's a chov, even if it's chov, it's at Sibur, so they should make themselves part of the Sibur. So they say for Isha Yisrael quotes that if they're in the shul, they shouldn't be davening. If they want to go daven and catch up, they should go to the side room. But if they're in the shuls, they should, okay, between aliyahs, maybe they can catch up. But during the laning, not besides, even if it's not a chovas ayachid, but still, chovas ayachid might be zvan grama, maybe chovas atzibur might be somewhat different, but still, they shouldn't be davening during the actual laning, because it's a bizayin of the davening. Yeah, it also comes up, what if a yachid, does a yachid who missed laning have a chiv to gather a few more people to get a laning going? This is all, generally, a chovas hatzibur mosei. But then last night I found the Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo. Halicha Shlomo, he writes in the Perek Yud Beis, Mitzvah l'akolam ispadam l'shmo kriyas haTorah, v'gam mishehichsim l'shmo teva achas, chayav l'shmo hala. You don't just say, once you missed a word, you finish. You have to keep listening. V'yotzi b'kach, v'ein olav chova l'shmo kriya cheres. Okay, if you missed a word, then you don't have to hear another one. But then he quotes in the bottom, in the footnotes, even though others, you're not yotzi if you miss a word, but kriyas haTorah, you could be somech on the poskim, that is a chovas hatzibur. But, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you totally are not focusing that they're laning, imrikes machshavaso b'meshach zman akriya b'davar acher, you totally, it's like Reb Chaim's Kavanah, you don't even realize they're laning. So then he thinks, lo shama klalas akriya, so then lo yatsi, so then I think you'd have to go. Only if you miss some words, you know they're laning. But if you're totally misasek, you're not involved in the kriya at all, so then he does not think you're yotzei. And in the footnotes he quotes that, b'yom shenafal rabbeinu lemishkav, chole b'yom heachrom, b'yom hechayav, on the last Thursday of Shlomo Zalman's life, when he was sick, and he was terrible, he could barely move, aveir of kfeidim, evar of kfeidim alav yoser, and his limbs were very heavy on him. He got up to go to shul, and he fell down in the middle, and the Ibamish couldn't walk. They helped him up. They say, Rebbe, let's go back home. Let's, Rebbe, you can't walk. You know? He says, what's going to be? He says, think about your health. So he answers, Umayyehe al Kriyas HaTorah. What will be about Kriyas HaTorah? It's a Thursday. What about Kriyas HaTorah? So then it starts lundesai with, oh, what Chovetz HaTzivur. But if you look in the back, in the Miluim, in the Alichaj, he says, Ayin b'Miluim. He says, be in Kriyas HaTorah, says of Shlomo Zalman, Yesh Lavi Raish, is a Chovetz HaYachid. From where? Moikan Chav Gimel. Exact Raya that Rosh Hashanah brings the other way, he says, Moikan Chav Gimel. He says, if it's a Chovetz HaTzivur, there is no Tzivur, so we have to go Shlap to Shul for. Your home. You're home, maybe they're home, you're not davening with a minion, so just stay home, you already have to lane for. It's a Chovetz HaTzibur, and there is no Tzibur. Ah, it must be that it's a Chovetz HaYachid. Chovetz HaYachid, the lane for Tzibur, and that's why you have to schlep to shul. Sedev Shalom Azam and Argamar is the opposite. Argamar is a raya that there is a Chovetz HaYachid. Af shekol echad is palo biyachidus, mikol makom chayavin leilach lekriyas ator beis haknesses, ulachar mavur mizeh, dezeo Chovetz HaYachid. But then he quotes, if you really medayik in the Gemara, though, what does the Gemara say? Only shiva kruim. The Koran shiva v'yotzin. Seven kruim. So we said the Rosh is Lav Dafka. So Shlomo Zalman says that he heard B'Shem Reb Chaim Ibrisk that maybe there's a difference between the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and on Mondays and Thursday. And even if you want to say on Mondays and Thursdays it's a Chovetz HaTzibur, on Shabbos it's a Chovetz HaYachid. And that's why the Gemara makes that chiluk of Dafka on Shabbos. The B'Shabbos Zeh Chiyuv HaKol Yachid V'Yachid U'B'Shem V'Chamishi Zeh Chovetz HaTzibur. He says, I don't know why you'd make that chiluk, but that's what I heard B'Shem Reb Chaim. But Tzorach Bir, Matam L'Chalik B'Neim. It's one din of not going 3 days without Torah. He's not sure why this would be, but he thinks that he quotes this from Chaim, that it would be a difference between Shabbos and Mondays and Thursdays. Then he quotes other ayahs, but if Shlomo Zalman Lashitaso, on the last Thursday of his life, he says, what's going to be with the Kriyas HaTorah? Because he thinks he's a Chovetz HaYachid, and that's why he pushed himself in order to get to the laning. Okay. Chovetz HaTzibur, Chovetz HaYachid. Let's continue. Ve'ein Omrin Shmua ve'agadah b'beis ha'avel, and we don't say a shmua or an agadah b'beis ha'avel. And you know, there's no learning. An avel is not allowed to learn. The Ran says, what's the reason for this? The Ran says, because we don't want to be mesiach das from the avelus. We don't want him to be staying thinking about the avelus. So says the Ran, that's why we don't learn. K'day, l'fisha moshkin es halev, v'lo yis'asku ba'avelus. That's why, says the Ran, we don't learn. The Meiri says, if it's derach harai, just ask him a kasha, so then, you know, maybe it's okay, as long as it's not bekvias. But the Ritva, quoting the same idea as the Ran, was after him, but as hilchos avelus are okay. It's just the din of being moshech him from the avelus, that would be a problem. We've quoted in the past the thought of Rav Soloveitchik, that if you medayik in these words here, it doesn't just say an avel can't learn. What does it say? You can't have a shmu'en agada bebeis ha'avel. There's a din of base avel, not just a din of nihuge of the avelim themselves. Therefore, Rav Soloveitchik felt that learning itself, even if you want to learn yourself, let's say there's a lot of people there, you're in the back, you didn't get to sit next to the avel yet, you're going to sit in the back and do some learning, and when you get to the front, you know, you'll be able to talk to the avel. You shouldn't do that, says Rav Soloveitchik. And he was also, again, the minog of learning Mishnayis, he felt he was not sure about that. That's the minog of Klal Yisrael, to learn Mishnayis. But, and he didn't say not to do that, but he just said in Lamdis, he feels there's a din of base ha'avel. He also applied it to other halakas, the din of she'elah shalom, that of saying hello, not just to the avel, but also to each other. This the Aruch HaShulchan says as well. The base ha'avel is not, there's no din of she'elah shalom. One shouldn't say hello to each other in the base ha'avel. And number three, the third halakha of kfiyas ha'mita. The halakha is that not only are we kofir the mita of the, at least in the olden days, of the avel, but all the mitas in the house. Many poskim say, what do you mean all the mitas in the house? Because the din of kfiyas hamita is not just for an avel to be uncomfortable, but it's a din of base avel, right? All the mirrors in the house. No, maybe not just if we parallel. All the mirrors in the house, not just, we parallel, yeah.
People are knowing not to say hello to each other.
People are knowing not to say hello to each other. The base avel, right? That's not just derech eretz. It's not just, you know, it's inappropriate. But it's a din. It's a halach of base avel according to this idea. So it's a din of Talmud Torah, she'elah shalom, and kfiyas hamita. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanon, Avel Shabbos Rishona, Eino Yosef Pesach Beso, Avel Shabbos Rishona. So what does this mean? So let's go with Rashi. Rashi is some Rishonim first, and then we'll see the other pshat. Shabbos here means the week of. Shabbos is Shabbos, but sometimes Shabbos means the Shavua. Shabbos Rishona, the first week, Eino Yosef Pesach Beso, he doesn't leave his house. Shnia, the second week, Yotze v'niyosh v'bkomo. He goes out, but he does not sit in his normal spot. Shlishis yoshi v'bkomo v'ni medaber. The third week he goes out, but still he does not talk like normal, the business as usual. Revias harikul chaladim. The fourth week, he already can be like everybody else. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Lo hutzuk lo mar Shabbos bishona. No, don't include the first week. Lo yetz mi bezach beso. Shari akol nechmazim lo beso v'nachmo. The first week, you don't leave your house, of course. That's not a chiddush, because everybody's coming to be menachem you that first week. So skip that first week. Some bring a raya here that you should go be available even the first 3 days. Or some of them not to go the first 3 days. But here it says, the whole first week, people are coming to be menachem you. So Machronim say that this seems to be a raya that they go the whole first week. So skip that first week, says Rabbi Yehuda. Ella shnia in yosef ezach beso. The second week you can't leave your house. Shlishis yosef in yosef imkomo. The third week you can't go out, but you don't sit in your regular spot. Revias yosef imkomo vein medaber. The fourth week you go, but you don't talk. Chamishis harik chol adam. So it's a week. It's a week delayed according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that is the way the Ritva quotes this. This is the way Rashi learns in another Rishonim. The Ritva quotes this day, but he says, I don't understand it, because what's Rabbi Yehuda Shita? The second week you don't leave your house? Well, who ever heard of such a halacha? And he has a beso during the second week of Shiva? Well, you had to go to work during the second week. I don't understand. What's Rabbi Yehuda talking about? Yosef Ezach Beso. So says the Ritva, because of this and other questions, and we never find out Avilus more than Shiva. They're not allowed to leave your house. So he says, Lafichach, he thinks it means literally, Shabbos is Shabbos. Special dinim of Shabbos during the first month of Avelis. The Shabbosim. So the first, even though you went during the whole week, but still Shabbos is a special nihugam of Avelis that you might not go out on Shabbos, even though you went out during the week. So that's the second day. Then, interesting, the Ritva quotes at the end of the paragraph, V'yata nagu, now the minag is, B'kol haratzos halalu, L'tzeis l'beis haknesses, Kol zayin afilu b'chol. They didn't have Shiva house minyanim in those days. He says they all went to shul. They all went to shul even during Shiva. Why? V'yesh lohakel mebnei shebizman hazeh Yisrael ma'atin ve'ein yecholom lehispal im ma'avil bebeso. We don't have enough people to have minyanim in the houses. V'yem yasu kavo la'ashirim bazeh. We'll go to the rich houses. They'll give a big donation. Lo yasu l'ken la'aniyim v'nimsu mizbaishin. So we don't want to pick and choose who's going to have the minyan in their house. U'kudei shalol yimnu mitfila b'tzibur hikilu la'atir maleches l'beis ha'knesses. And therefore, says Rav Amedi, we don't realize the times that we live in, that we have the schus to be able to be kind that didn't have base avel fully. The Ritva says they didn't have avel houses in those days for minyanim. The avel sat home. When is that? They went to visit him. But they didn't have minyanim there. So says the Ritva, the times that we shown him, says the Ritva that that was the minog in those days. That even first week they were makel to go out of the house to go to shul because there was no braver, there was no choice. Tana Rabbanan, first wide line. Kol shloshim yom linisuin. The first 30 days, person should not get married. Linisuin. Person is avela should not get married in the first 30 days. Why is this? Because he's an avelus, he's a din of avelus, he should not get married. The Ritva quotes here that it's mashma, there's no difference between the man and the woman. No difference between the man and the woman, nisuin should not happen. The Rishonim here discuss the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam has a lashon that, what about erusin? What about erusin? Is erusin allowed to be done during avelus? So venire, says the Rambam, mutter la'ares afilu biyom hamisa, says the Rambam. Mutala Ariz Afilu Biyom Hamisa. And the other Rishonim do not agree. The Ritva quotes the Rambam. Lehis V'lo Yadin and Me'ayin Lo Kol HaKula Hazos. I don't know where he gets his Kula from. Dayosha Yatir Zeh L'Achar Shiva. Mishum Shem Ikan Menu Acher. Maybe after, right after Shiva, like we had earlier. Maybe you don't want anybody else to get the getter. So Shem Ikan Menu Acher. Les Lom La'Kuli B'hai Avelos Didei. But so, on the day of the Misa. Da'avade Erisin Ksa Simcha Yesh Bahem. An interesting line. It says, Erisin, Vade has some simcha related. Okay, it's mostly Kenyan, but some. Second, you see it's on the day of the Misa. He says, maybe the Rambam learned it from the halacha that we know that you're allowed to do Erisin on Tisha B'Av. So maybe that's where he learned it from. But he says, I don't think that, Ein adim yon yafe, ki harbre chumros yesh ba'avel she'ein b'tisha B'Av. K'chol mitzvah yesh ba'avel. Avel has many, many more chumros than Avelus. He says, I don't agree. He says, I don't think the Rambam read the Gemara in Yevamos correctly, but that is the sheet of the Rambam, that Erisin is mutter even on the Yom HaMisa. The other Rishonim say, maybe you should wait till after Shiva, and the Rush also argues, the Rush is Erisin is Aser during Shiva, not just Nisun is Aser during Shloshim, but Erisin is Aser during Shiva. That's the first 30 days. Again, halakha lemaisa, there is discussion in the postgame. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this. Let's say, Rachmana Leslan, in our day and age, if you cancel a wedding, you know, within 30 days, you know, hefsin maruba. It's unbelievable what the financial, you know, losses that could occur. So many poskim, if it can be pushed off to left the shloshim, we try that. There are cases that come up that you have to be pushed. If not, some poskim are makel even during shloshim, even for one of the mourners, because again, it's the whole thing is avelus and there's going to be hefsin maruba. So halacha lemaisa, there are certain heterim in some cases if it's impossible to change. Mesa ishto, a person's wife dies, Rahmanul Islan, also Lisa Isha Akharzash Avrolov, Shlosh Regalim. Person can't get remarried to another woman until 3 Yamim Tovim pass. Shlosh Regalim. There is an Issa Durabanan of an Issa of Hachana, which we'll get to in Yavamis, and that is a woman is not allowed to remarry at least for 91 days. 91 days, because we want to make sure if she's pregnant, we want to know who the father is. So after 3 days, we assume that the Nikar Ubra, and therefore, we wait to after 3 months. Even my chalitza. Chalitza is not done for 91 days. Lo pluk, chalitza and nisuin. Anything that happens afterwards is not just yibum and nisuin, but also, but that's a derabanan. That's a separate issue of hafchana. Here's over the man. The man is not allowed to get married until after 3 regalim. Why? Tosis quotes two opposite reasons. The second Tosis, either because we want you to be able to sit and think about the love of your first wife. You know, we want you to be able to focus. Don't jump already to a second relationship. So think about the love of your first wife. Number one. Number two, says Tosis, the opposite. Inami. So you don't think of your first wife anymore, because if you want to get remarried and be married to another woman and be still thinking about your first wife. So therefore, says the second day of Tosfos, we don't want you to think that shelo yehei beis deos bamita. The Gemara talks about Mesechus Adarim, Rachmanu Chas v'Shalom, to be thinking about a different woman when you're with the first woman, the second woman. So that is something very bad. So we try after three yamim tovim. So then it's already the zikaron is a little less. The rush adds in the simcha of the yantif, helps you forget the simcha and the av of one's wife, and therefore that's an opposite reason. The Ran gives a third reason. Chluji Ran says, why dafka the regalim? He says, the Gemara says, ba'avon nedarim mesa ishto. The Gemara says that Rechon al-Slam, by promises, making promises illegally and against halacha, so that part of the onshim is misas ishto. So a person should think about his behavior very carefully after and before he gets married, and that's why dafka the gimel regalim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, continuing, Regal Rishon Vesheni Aser Shlishi Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only after two Yom Tovim. You can get married before the third Yantif. V'yemein lo banim, if a person doesn't have children, Misa Mutter Lisa La Alter, Mishon Bittel Pur Uravu Revia. But if a person doesn't have children, then he can get married right away because of Bittel Pur Uravu. Again, children here mean, the Rishonim say, even if you have a son or a daughter, either or, that is still it's still mutter because he's still having him kind of mitzvah according to Beis Hillel. The Ritva here quotes Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that said the Ran Rabbeinu Tam says la'alter doesn't mean la'alter. It means a little bit later. It means after Shiva, after Shloshim, but it does not mean la'alter, similar to that Rambam discussion we just had. Hinicha lo banim ketanim, if he already has young children, mutter lisa la'alter, then he can't get married right away. B'nei parnasasan, he needs a mother to be able to take care of his kids. Therefore, he can't get married right away in that case. And the Gemara even tells a story. Maisa Shemesa Ishtol Shal Yosef HaKohen V'yomer La'achosa B'Beis HaKvaris. Story of the wife of Yosef HaKohen who said to his wife's sister in the B'Beis HaKvaris, L'chi U'Parnesi Es B'nei HaKosech, be mefarnes your sister's children, meaning my kids. And he's already offering that he's going to marry her. He didn't actually marry her and live with her until much later. He was in Avelis. He was sitting Shiva. But at least he arranged the marriage already right then because he wanted to make sure that they were taken care of. So after 30 days, after Shloshim, then it would be mutter. One ha'ara from the Rav Shlomo Eger, the Gilead Marsha. He notes here that it says that even Bebes HaKfar, it sounds like the marriage could take place, but you just can't live with her. The kid, the Bia, can't take place until later. So he says, what about the Shita of the Rambam? The Rambam writes in Ilchas Ishus, discussed this in the past, in Perek Yud, that Erisin must be a chupa, Nisuin must be chupa haray labia. Chupa haray labia. According to 99% of Rishonim, a chupa's need is a full marriage. Full marriage. Just okay, it's disappointing, it's difficult, but it's a full marriage. But the Rambam holds that chupa she'in haray labia is not a full chupa. A chupa has to be able, halachically, to be able to consummate the marriage. Chupa haray labia. So ask the Gilyon Marsha, how could this marriage take place in the Beis HaKvaris? It's not a chupa haray labia, he's an avelus. It's an avelos. You can't get live with her yet. On in Shin Sadik Beis. V'yim tomar l'rabba mavi chupa d'lochazi l'biya. Say, how could it be a chupa? So v'yesh lomark, even the avelos d'rabbanon. Maybe avelos only d'rabbanon. Even the Rambam says, the rest of avelos d'rabbanon after Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura. Therefore, maybe that's how it works. Again, he brings that up, that it's not just, maybe the chupa shein roi l'biya would be ma'ake based on this halacha of avelos. Right. Right. So it might be that that's how another answer that you might suggest. And that chupa rabia means that something inherently, maybe chupas nita specifically, because that's the example that the Rambam gives. But if it's an external reason why the bi is usur, a halachic reason, so then that might not apply. Chupa rabia, yeah, they have to. I think you. I mean, we do the wedding. And you whenever they could finish it, they could finish it. Tana rabbanan, five lines from the bottom. For the 30 days of Shloshim, one is not allowed to wear new clothing or even old clothing that are freshly laundered, that got right out of the Machbesh. Rebbe Omer, lo asru elu kelim chadashim bilvad. Rebbe says, no, only new kelim are asr, but newly washed kelim, newly washed begadim, are allowed to be worn. Rebbe Lezab, Rebbe Shimon, Omer, lo asru elu kelim chadashim levanim bilvad. Even a more minimized Isser. The only Isser is by new white clothing. Again, we know, remember from Masechah Shabbos, that white and non-white has different halachas in terms of folding. We have the discussion of kippul on Shabbos. White was more considered fresher, newer. So that's when the Isser only applies to new white begadim. Abaye nafik begarda desarvala, Karebi. Abaye went out with this type of beged, a newly laundered scarf like Rebbe, because Rebbe said only new, not newly laundered, and therefore that was mutter. Rav Nafak bechimutzasa rumisa sumkasa. He went out with a type of a Roman shirt that was red chadati, even though it was new. Like Rav Shimon Chita, who said that only new white would be usher and not new any other color. Period. Okay, getting back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that Regel, Yantiv breaks Avelus, but Shabbos does not. Shabbos counts as one of the days of Shiva and does not break it. So the Gemara is going to discuss this phrase, counts and doesn't break it. So Bnei Yehudu, Bnei Galila. So the Bnei Yehudu and Bnei Galila had a machlokas. Hani Amri, Yesh Avelus b'Shabbos, Vahani Amri, Ein Avelus b'Shabbos. It was a machlokas that whether there's avelos on Shabbos or not. What does this mean? So obviously we know there's no avelos befar hesya. There's no public avelos on Shabbos. Is there even private avelos? That's what Tosfos says on top. But dvarim shebitzina mayri. Where the machlokas here is about dvarim shebitzina. Is there private avelos on Shabbos? That's the machlokas here. So man da amar yesh avelos b'Shabbos. Where do they get their shittas from? The one who says that there is avelos on Shabbos, that there is private avelos on Shabbos, diktani ola. Because this, after all, our Mishnah says that it counts as one of the days of Shiva. What are the days of Shiva? So obviously there is avelus. Man to amar ein avelus b'Shabbos. The one who says there is no avelus on Shabbos, diktani ein mafsekes. They get that from the Mishnah because the Mishnah says Shabbos does not break avelus. So says this shita. Isach adai dachish avelus b'Shabbos. If you would hold that there is some type of avelus on Shabbos, hasha avelus noaga psuki mi boy. Then what's the hava mean to say Shabbos would break it? If there's no avelus, of course it doesn't break it. I'm sorry, of course it doesn't break it. So therefore, that's why this shita holds that there is no avelus on Shabbos, and that's why there's a havamina that it might be mafsikit. Kamash Malan, it's not mafsikit, and it still counts, even though there is no avelus that's noheg. Ela hadiktani ole, so why did they say ole, which gives the impression that there is some type of nihugim of avelus on Shabbos? I did the kaboyla misti seifa ein olim tonaresha ola. Since the seifa by yontif says yontif does not count, so too it has the resha uses the word ola, even though there are real no nihukim of avelus on yontif. So Tosis points out here, so according to this shita, there's no avelus on Shabbos, even bitsina, and yet it counts for one of the days of avelus, of Shiva. So what's the difference between this and yontif? Yontif doesn't count. Yontif, according to Bali Tosfos, they have Tosfos holds that there are like some Tosfos hold like the Rambam, there is private avelos on Yontif. But even according to the Rambam, let's say there is no avelos on Yontif at all, even Bitsina. So why does Yontif does not count for the days of Shiva and Shabbos does? So Tosfos says, like the fifth wide line or so, Tosfos says because there's a the idea of Simchas Yontif. Simchas Yontif, that knocks it out from the calendar days of Shiva. Shabbos has no Simcha. Shabbos has Oneg, but there's no Simcha. Says Tosfos, Avagad, the Shabbos Ola, Regal, Eno Ola, Hova, Eno Velos Klal, Mishun Tachsib, and Simcha. Shabbos Bialok Simcha, Simcha. That's Tosfos. So that doesn't answer the question, though. So Simcha usually is what knocks out, but here Shabbos, there is no Velos at all, according to this opinion. So the Ramban just has another one. The Ramban says, no, it just has to be part of the nature of the Takana of Velos. You can't have Shiva without a Shabbos. So you can say every Shabbos doesn't count, and you would never have Shiva. So the Rabbana must be part of the Takana, that even though, according to the Shita, there is no Avelus, that's no egg, even in private, but still it counts as one of the days of Shiva. Ulamant Amar, Yish Avelus b'Shabbos, Haktani Einam Afsekes, but according to the one who says, there is Avelus on Shabbos, so why do you have to say it's not Mafsik? Of course it's not Mafsik, there's Avelus. Mishum, the Kabbalah, Mr. Seifa, Mafsikin, Tana Resha, Einam Afsekes, only because the first part said, the other part said Mafsikin, by Yatif. The Yantif breaks it, so too it says the Resha, it's not Mafsekes, even though of course it's not Mafsekes, because there is Avelus. Period. Lema Ketanoi. Let's say this Machlokas, Amoraim, whether there's Avelus in private on Shabbos, is really a Machlokas Tanoi. We had a Brisa in Mesechas Brachas. Mishamesu Mutalafanav, if somebody's an Onain, Ochel Babayis Acher. So again, many Halachas of Aninus are here. We don't have time to go through all of them, but there's a lot of discussion on this Brisa. So if somebody's an onein, and not only an onein, but mamash, the mace is literally in front of them, ochel b'bayis acher, he should not eat in front of the mace. Ein lo b'bayis acher, ochel b'bayis chavero. Doesn't have a different house to eat in, he should go to his friend's house. Ein lo b'bayis chavero, osel mechitza asar tfachim. If he has nowhere else to go, so he should build a mechitza at least. Build a mechitza asar tfachim, and in that way it's considered a different room, halachically, and he can eat there. Ein lo davar la'asos mechitza, let's see, he has no materials to make a mechitza, machs or pana v'ochel. Just turn around at least. The Eino Mesiv Ochel, he should not do a Seba. You know, the Oma, a couple hours. Eino Mesiv Ochel, he does not do a Seba and eat. The Eino Ochel Basar, the Eino Shosayain, he does not eat meat or drink wine. An Onain does not eat meat or drink wine. Tosfos asks, Tosfos Yermaskel, the Eino, which is more chomer, an Onain or an Avel? Or an Avel can't do a lot more things. And yet an Avel is allowed to eat meat, Avel is allowed to drink wine. So why in Dafka this halacha of Aninus, it's more chomer? Says Tosfos, you're right. Avelus is more chamor, it's just that we want to make sure that he's being osek in the kvura, he's osek in the funeral arrangements. And that's why we have to do certain limitations on his behavior that we think could be moshech his das. So meat, wine, having a big suda, that's why we don't allow it, but not because Anidus is more chamor. Anidus is not more chamor. Ve'eino mevarech, and he does not make brachos, and only does not make brachas. Even, the post can say it's somewhat of a chiddush, even bracha rishonis, which we say usually, if you don't make a bracha, it's like you're stealing from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Hashem Ha'aretz Umlo'a, the Gemara says in Masechas Brachas. But still, it's still a Mitzvah Zaseh, the Rabbanan, and therefore, all Mitzvah Zaseh, we don't do. Los Zaseh is an Avel, is not allowed to violate any, an Onein is not allowed to violate any Averis, but he's Pater from all Mitzvahs. Could an Onein answer Amen? It's a question the Poskim say. Are you Yotzei? You can't have Kavanah Latzeis. You have Kavanah Latzeis because he's not allowed, he's Pater. His Pater is in a Mechuyah B'davar. Ve'eino mezamein, and he does not take part in the mezumin. Ve'mevarch alav, you don't make brachas for him. Ve'mezamein alav, you don't include him in the mezumin. Upater mekriyashvam and tefillin and tefillin mikol mitzvos amoris b'torah. It's parted from everything. Tefillah, tefillin, kol mitzvos amoris b'torah. U'bishabbos, and what about on Shabbos? So then meisav va'ochel. So then there's no anidus on Shabbos. Then he could do a seib and eat. Va'ochel basav shos ayayin and mevarchin mezamein. U'mevarchin mezamein alav. He can make brachas. He does zimun. Ve'chayiv bekriyashma u'betfillah. Ubitfillin, ubekol mitzvos amoris b'torah. And it's chayiv in all mitzvos. Tfillin on Shabbos? Sorry, that's just the phrase, unless it's going to the other shita. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, mitoch she's chayiv be'elun, it's chayiv be'kulun. Rabbi Gamliel says, no. Once he's chayiv in all of these, he's chayiv in everything. So what's the difference between what he just aired? V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, tashmish amita iki binayu. Rabbi Yochanan says the difference between the two shitas is whether an onein is mutter b'tashmish. So ma'ala b'akamifaki. So what's this machlokas about? Whether an onein is mutter b'tashmish or not. So we say maybe it's the same machlokas as this machlokas amarayim. The mar savar yish avilos b'shabas, mar savar ein avilos b'shabas. Maybe the machlokas is whether there is avilos on Shabbos or not. So Gemara said, no. How could you compare the two cases? We might, in both directions. Dilma, akala kamar tanakama hasa, mele mishum de mesimutu lefanav. When does the Tanakama say that it is asur, tashma shamita, because you're an onay, mesimutu lefanav. Aval haqqa de mesimutu lefanav lo. Maybe, if meso is not mutu lefanav, maybe you'd have more flexibility. It'll be mutter. And the other way, maybe Rabbi Gamliel only allows it because he's still an onay, not an avil yet. As Tosfos said, an avil is more chamur. Aval haka the chal avelos alei haka nami. But if there is avelos, so maybe then it would be aser. So the Gemara says it's not a parallel machlokas tanoim. There's major discussions about many issues in Hilchas Aninus. Just to mention one of them, Pischei Tshuva quotes the Chachmas Adam. Chachmas Adam says, let's say somebody ate. Let's say somebody else could come up l'maisa. Somebody, you didn't eat all day before the levaya, so then you get into the car, you go into the cemetery. So you eat something in the car because you're hungry. So you had a sandwich in the car. Then you go and you do the kvura. So right after the kvura, you get back to the car. Do you bench? Do you bench for what you ate when you were an onay? Because you're not hungry anymore. So the answer if you're an onay. So the Chachmas Adam says, of course you bench. You have to bench now. You're still full. You're not hungry again. You still have to bench. So within 72 minutes, the Chachmas Adam says you have to bench. That's what's quoted in Pischei Tshuva here in Shin Mem Aleph. He quotes in Dalid. He quotes that from this Chachmas Adam, Sivka and Hey. Chachmas Adam, that you have to bench. And he says the same thing with Asher Yatzar. Let's say you went to the bathroom before the Kfura. And now you still don't have to go to the bathroom. So he says, Asher Yatzar. Make an Asher Yatzar now. Because you have a Chiv right now. And other poskim are not 100% sure with this. The Emek Bracha quotes this and he says, no. He says, fine, you have to bench from when you're satiated, but you also have to do a Maisa Achila. If the Maisa Achila is done b'ptur, you have no chiyuv of benching. He says, well, he said, I don't understand. He says, I've never pashut. Lanias daiti lo yadana my pshitusa. I don't know what's so pashut from the Chachmas Adam. Shari l'chiyuv berchaz amazon lo sagi banos meyav. El agam b'inan Maisa Achila. If you eat pachos mikazayas in more than an Achila's pras, you could be full, but you're not going to bench. You're not going to bench because you need a Maisa Achila. And therefore, even though you're satiated here, because the Maisa Achila was Biptur, I don't think you have to bench. Yeah.
You had a Maisa Achila,
Biptur. You had a Maisa Achila, Biptur. That's what the Chachmas Adam would say. But he would say, you were Mufka. You were Mufka. In Lomdis, how Mufka are you when you're an Onin? Is it a hafkah? It comes up by tefillah, by havdalah. Let's say the burials on you're only Moshe Shabbos. You have to make havdalah Sunday afternoon after the kfura, where you're totally mufka from the mitzvah. It's machlokas, the taz, or the bihudan shulchan aruch. It's also discussed. What about tefillah? Let's say you come back in the afternoon by mincha time. You didn't daven shachris. You have to daven two minchas or not? Right, tefillin but two minchas. Is there tashlumin? Right, there are many different discussions. This is Shita of Shlomo Zalman. Also by Anis, Shlomo Zalman says you say the bracha of Amapil before you go to sleep. You don't say any other bracha, but you say Amapil when you're owning it. Because obviously you're saying Amapil, you're going to sleep. So therefore, you're turning your back, you're not being osik anymore in the burial, and therefore you do say Hamapil. That's what Shlomo Zalman, not all other posts can quote that, but that's in the Mincha Shlomo. Okay, there's a lot of discussions of Aninus in Lamdas. Hashem, it should only be in Lamdas and should not be Lamaisa. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should be... should be zocheh on this Chag HaGeula to Ben Hashem. We still have a couple hours maybe to be able to bring the current Pesach in Yerushalayim, so we won't be the Makam Rachok. So Ben Hashem, we have a couple hours. We can daven hard this Shachris. And Ben Hashem, Mehiri Yivane Beis HaMikdash, B'Nisan Nigal, B'Nisan Asidim Ligal. Okay. I gotta go.